At this point, we're going to continue with today's conference call, and we're pleased to welcome Ohio Bobcats head coach Frank Solich. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your time, and after getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Bobcats in that 45-25 setback against Louisiana.
Yeah, it was certainly not a great performance by us. Combination of things. We seem to be able to put together a quarter or two of offensive good football, a quarter or two of defensive football, but they don't seem to be matching up. And we've yet to, to play four quarters of good football. So that's what we're striving to do. Certainly give a lot of credit to Louisiana Lafayette and their coaching staff. They did an excellent job. They're a very, very good football team. At this point in time, we're beat up. We were going with our third team and fourth team running back for the game and out of starting center and other guys that were not healthy in the game. And so we're a beat-up football team. So the off week is coming at a good time for us. We could have used it last week, actually, but we'll take it this week and hope to freshen our guys up a little bit, get some guys healed up some, and get ready to go for a very good Buffalo team.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Solich.
Your first question is from Joe with the Eastern Echo.
Hey, Coach.
Joe, how are you?
You guys are good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
You guys are sitting at 1-3 after a month of play. So how does having an extra week to prepare for your first conference opponent affect your team?
Well, it should affect us in a very positive way. As I mentioned to Ken, we're a very beat-up football team. You know, we come through a tough schedule. Pitt, obviously, the UCF here last week, and played Penn State right to the end. A very good physical football team. Then we played Marshall, who's also that same type of team, a very physical football team across the board, both sides of the ball. And that was the same with Louisiana Lafayette. Very, very good football teams, all three of those. And so we accumulated injuries as we went through that. We're beat up at this point, but the off week should be a big help in getting some guys back.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, against Louisiana, with just kind of getting off to a slow start offensively, what are some of the challenges you're seeing on the offensive side?
Yeah, we did not play really all that well offensively. You look in the Marshall, the first half, same thing with Louisiana Lafayette, the first half, but we played much better the second half in both those games. Whereas defensively, it's kind of the opposite. You know, we played well the first couple quarters in both those games, but then as the game went on in the second half, did not play at the level we needed to play to keep drives from putting points on the board for them. Now, obviously, five turnovers doesn't help you, which is very uncharacteristic of our team this past week. So, you know, we got to get to where we're getting turnovers, which we are not doing. And we've got to get to where we're taking care of the ball, which we did not do this last game. So, just a combination of things that need to get better. We need to do better and need to coach better. So that's what we're going to be attacking. We're going to give them some time off. Obviously, we give them Sunday off. We're giving them today off. We're getting back Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but we're going to give them Friday, Saturday, Sunday off to make sure we get fresh and get healed up some.
For Nathan Rourke with the contest against Louisiana, completing less than 50% of his passes, is that an element of just having such a young receiving group in addition to, you know, some of the health issues of the line and just overall just that not connecting yet and clicking yet as a passing game?
You know, I don't know that that's the entirety of it. You know, that certainly plays a role in where we're at and how we're operating and how efficient we are. But in saying that, you know, it just was not one of Nathan's better games, obviously, but a lot of things surrounded that. They were very good. The opponent's very good. Was very good. And the, you know, just mistakes made across the board made it a little difficult. So we got to eliminate some mistakes and clean that up some. And if we do that, I know Nathan will play excellent football, and hopefully we'll be able to move the ball with a lot of consistency and be able to put points on the board. You know, we should have had, we had 25, but I think we should have had 30 and possibly 40 points in that ball game. But, you know, we get down on the 3-yard line, first and goal, and you know, we don't get any points out of it. And so those kind of things are what you got to keep from happening. And we'll work hard at getting those things across to our guys and getting better at things.
And to your point, beyond the physical aspect of getting a week off, being able to really just as a program focus on league play. You've completed non-conference play, and now it's the remaining 8 regular season games, all within conference.
Obviously, it's going to be an exciting time for really all conference schools as we get into our conference play. You know, I think there's a lot of parity and, you know, should be some great, great football games that take place. So, you know, we're looking forward to being part of that.
Well, Frank, we'll let you get back to your bye week and getting your group to reheal. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Frank, again. For Frank Solich and his Ohio Bobcats, coming off the 45-25 loss to Louisiana Lafayette in that contest. Redshirt junior running back Javari Portis scored his first 2 career rushing touchdowns in that contest, and safety Javon Hagen led with 12 tackles, including 7 solo and 5 assisted in that contest. For Ohio, again, they have the bye week. They're next going to be in action on Saturday, October 5th, with a conference game at Buffalo.